Most of the 13,000 Vermonters who have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease live at home. If you're one of their caregivers, you're probably exhausted, so it can be tempting to put your loved one in front of the television when you need a break. But regular programming doesn't always work well. Vermont Public's Nina Keck reports on two video streaming services specifically designed for people with dementia and their caregivers.
Allison Schreier says her husband was diagnosed with frontal lobe dementia when he was just 47.
As a family caregiver, like I lived, as many family caregivers do, in fear.
Fear of when he would become agitated or upset, and fear about her own well-being as a caregiver with two young children. As her husband's condition worsened, she also grew increasingly frustrated trying to find things they could do together. So she started creating slow-moving videos for him on her iPad.
And that we could talk about the images that were going, because they were going by slowly, and we could talk about what we were seeing. I could pause them and we could talk about them in more detail. There was music in the background, and I thought, well, yeah, how do you do that at scale?
It took several years to research and develop, but Schreier co-founded Zinnia TV in 2022. It's a streaming service with hundreds of slow-paced, plot-free videos, like this one called Hawaiian Breeze. There are no confusing characters to keep track of and no jarring commercials, just eye-popping footage of exotic birds, flowers, and waterfalls. There's a 10-minute video called Let's Talk About Picnics, others about animals, gardening, and babies, lots of babies.
And the idea is that we want people to be able to pause and reminisce and say, wow, I remember that.
Another streaming service designed for people living with dementia is Memory Lane TV, which also came out in 2022.
The films are shot in ultra-high definition, and it's very captivating visually.
This is Nick Vitti. He's an occupational therapist at the Cedars, a senior living community in Portland, Maine. This video is taking the viewer soaring over a breathtaking hillside.
We have residents that aren't able to engage easily in a lot of things. They are engaged by Memory Lane TV, as is frequently the staff who stop in and will watch for 2 or 3 minutes at a time. It's very calming.
The videos aren't meant to be used all the time, says Vitti, but in addition to other activities like music, physical movement, foods, crafts, and games. Different videos are geared for different times of day, he says. More lively programs of couples dancing or people playing baseball might work better at midday.
And then maybe after dinner, you're watching some of these like long shots of beautiful fall foliage or even scenes that transition into night.
He says that can be a helpful and gentle reminder for someone who can no longer tell time. Subscriptions start around $8 to $10 a month, and both companies offer lots of programming to support caregivers. Allison Schreier points to their Daily Activities channel that has videos to encourage things like drinking water, eating lunch, brushing teeth, and washing. Mundane things that she says can become fraught as dementia progresses.
If we're going to shower to get ready for the day, I can just show the shower video and say, look at these people, what are they doing? Wow, that water looks so warm and comfortable. Ooh, maybe we should shower. That might be a good idea.
These products have a lot of potential good, right? But you can't just turn it on and think it's going to fix everything.
Tammy Bickmore is an assistant clinical professor in occupational therapy at the University of Southern Maine. She says dementia affects people differently, and what works for one person may not work with someone else. But she and other experts interviewed for this story say the more tools and support caregivers have, the better. Officials with the Vermont chapter of the Alzheimer's Association, as well as the Massachusetts-New Hampshire chapter, were unaware of these streaming services. But some Vermonters are tuning in. Barnard resident Randall Vaughn was caring for his mother when he heard about Zinnia TV.
It took me all of about 30 seconds to figure out it was worth something worth investigating and signing up for.
His mother's dementia was advanced, and he says the long-running videos were especially helpful at bedtime. Even though his mother died last year, Vaughn admits he still watches.
To tell you the truth, I don't have dementia as far as I know, but I do watch from time to time. I watched it earlier this week, Zinnia TV, because it is, in fact, quite relaxing and mellow and very soothing.
And right now, he says, soothing is good. For Vermont Public, I'm Nina Kack.